All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to week two of Creating Heaven on Earth, 6 weeks of Angelic Guidance. This is Max Ryan, and I am so glad to be recording tonight and going into, we had our kickoff call, then we had our first week, and now you're into working your second week of the course. And as I've said along the way, this is the time for us to gather and share our experiences of what's happening with the course, how you've been using this week's audio and the lessons, and in particular, as we move forward, you're going to be given lessons, and as you go into the third week, especially third week, which you should have gotten today, or yesterday, you have your audio, but you also have worksheets to do. And although I always say that the audios are the crux of the course, of listening to the audios, doing what I'm guiding you through in the audios to connect with that week's angel, the other part that's very, very significant is doing the worksheets that are given to you in the PDFs, because those worksheets really were given to me as tools from the angels saying, you know what, you know what to do here, like this week is with fear and doing those worksheets. Coming up and the week three is about your gifts and seeing your beauty and taking stock of who you are. And that's, so I really encourage you to do the worksheets. It will really shift you. It really will help you to shift your internal structure, your internal structure of who you are, so you can better feel and you can better communicate with the angels and feel that presence guiding you and connecting with it more deeply and more in a more real fashion in your life. So it's not just this idea anymore. And as I always say, you know, we have to sort of do the work to get the results. So I encourage you, if we really want to get the results of having that connection with the divine and with the angels in particular, to, you know, just do the worksheets. You know, if it's just getting through them, at least try doing them. So I really encourage you to do that. So, all right, let's say our prayer and we'll get going. So let's all take a big deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and an open spirit. We allow this time together today to be a time of understanding, a time of love, a time of peace. We allow this time to be whatever the divine, or in particularly today, for our angel Mikael to be here with us, for the divine and Mikael to guide us back to who we are, to guide us back to our strength, to remove the blocks to our courage, our strength, and our ultimate invincibility. For we know that no matter what, the soul and the spirit is forever and ever. And it is by relating to our bodies alone that brings up our fear and masks our real strength and our real courage. Thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. All right. So today is the second week, and today is the week that we're going to talk about Archangel Mikael. And as we're going through the acronym for the course, the acronym for week two is is obviously for N, and just like A was for align with source, N is for notice your life, notice situations, people, and events without judgment. You are having the experience, but the experience is not you. Don't obsess about the past or the future. Now, there's a lot in this. There's a lot in this, and I encourage you all to really drink in and try to feel what this is saying about noticing our life, because one of the things that gets us caught up in life that that holds us back in life is how we get on what I would call the hamster wheel of the ego, and not being able to just see what's happening and say, oh, that's so interesting, look what's happening. It's very hard to do that, especially if we don't have some kind of a daily spiritual practice, like last week, setting up a very simple practice of meditation, doing that 10 minutes of letting go, because then you start to let go of your association to the ego, and your association to spirit and to the divine starts to become clear. It starts to become much more real in your life. And when you do that, you're able to notice things in a much more objective way. Our feelings aren't hurt so much. We're not being thrown back and forth by the whim of, you know, someone's comment or what was happening on the outside. But we know in our soul that everything is fine, but we just notice it. We just notice it. And I'm not saying this kind of noticing that Archangel Michael and this week is talking about. We're not talking about this kind of like emotionless life, like being from my generation, we call a Stepford wife, that kind of life. We're not talking about living that. We want to feel life. We want to gauge in life, which is actually E, which is coming down in a couple weeks. But noticing it and realizing, oh, I could get on the hamster wheel if I want to, but I don't have to, actually. And that's where real strength comes from. Real strength comes and courage that Archangel Michael represents for us. His angelic energy helps us to have that real strength that comes from, I have a choice. I have a choice here. I can go into battle if I need to, or I can step outside and watch. I can step outside and watch. And that's very important. And the last part of that acronym, it says don't obsess about the past or the future. When we're living, it says don't obsess. Those words, we can use those words or not. But basically what we're saying here is this idea of if we're living out of trying to make the past, make amends for the past, or trying to create the future, we're not in the present moment. And it's the fear of what's going to happen in the future, or trying to make up for what happened in the past. Those kinds of things don't connect us with our strength. Those don't connect us with who we really are, which is pure spirit, which is connected to the divine all the time. And when we're doing that, we are really in our ego. We're really, really in our ego, and it's very hard to hear the angelic energies. So as we move forward, I want to make sure that all of us know that, this is going back just for a second, I wanted to remind you, that the meditation in the first week, that 10-minute let-go meditation, it would be great if you were able to do a little bit of that every day along with the audios that are coming up. It would be great. It would be great if you could find. I know this is a lot, but this is sort of angels, you know, I think I said 101, 102, 103, all packed in one. And if you try these things, I guarantee you your life will start shifting. So try keeping up with the meditation. Now, since this is an interactive call, and this is our class to come reflect on what's been happening to you for the week, I want to talk about, and I do know that, I'm just going to say this on the recording really quickly, is that a lot of people once again emailed that they're going to listen to the recording, and I think that we have one student here today, Susan. So say hi, Susan.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone. So we're going to talk to Susan in just a second, but I'm going to go over, you know, a couple of things that she might be experiencing, but I'm going to open it up so we make sure that everyone can get something out of my experience and Susan's experience with this week. So one of the main things that keeps us away from our strength, that keeps us away from our courage, is all the things that, you know, not even realizing what we are afraid of and what we're angry about. Those two things, and bringing them up to the surface, because if we bring them up to the surface and We look at them because most of the time our ego will say, no, I'm fine, everything's fine, I'm fine, I'm strong, everything's fine, you know, on some level. But that's, you know, that is not real strength. And that's not the kind of strength that Archangel Michael sort of represents. Real strength comes from being able to look and not coming back to that. Notice your life, look at it, and realizing that you are not it. You are the observer of it. Because we are not our fear. And many of us don't want to look at fears, things we're afraid of, or things we're angry at, because we feel so connected with them. We don't have an objectivity to them. But the only way to start to heal, and the Course in Miracles talks about, that when our goal here, when we come here, is to heal. And so one of the ways to heal is to look at those things. So in the worksheets, we had this idea of writing all the things that you're afraid of and writing the things you're angry about. And I know this is pretty tough, especially the second week. And I have to say, quite honestly, that, you know, this is, you know, I've done this course quite a few times with live classes, and I've also done it as a home study course too. But as the live classes, this week, what's at being asked of you from Archangel Michael to look at your fears, to look what you're angry about, this week tends to be the week where a lot of people don't call in for the class. And it makes sense because we don't really want to look at that. And sometimes, and it's very interesting how the angels put this up, set it up, so that one of the, actually, on some level, one of the hardest weeks is at the very beginning. And this is one of the hardest weeks. From now on, the rest of them are going to shift in different, like, you know, the next one is about beauty and about gifts and about looking at life in a certain way. But sometimes you have to start with looking at the hard stuff. So it's not that of a big deal or a surprise to me that there's not that many people calling in today. But I hope if you're listening to the recording, I really encourage you to do the work. So I know that when I look at my fears and I'm really honest and really clear with myself and I get aligned with myself and go, ah, there's what I'm afraid of. There's what I'm angry about, or there's who I'm angry about, or this is what I'm angry about within myself. When I'm clear about that, then things start shifting in my life. Then I go, oh, I didn't even realize that. What am I holding against others? What am I holding against myself? And, you know, fear is an illusion anyway. The Course in Miracles would say anything that's not of love is an illusion. So once we see it, we go, oh, we give it all the power it has over us, what we're afraid of and what we're angry about. And that's the meaning of forgiveness, is to forgive what you're angry about so that you can be set free and everyone else can be set free too, and let go of the energetic giving that all its power over us. And once again, that's real strength. That's real courage to be able to say, okay. You know, Jesus kept saying, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. You know, if Jesus would have said to, you know, his crucifiers, he would have turned and reacted to them and screamed at them and defended himself, it would have been a whole other story. It would have been a whole other story. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He kept turning away, saying, that's the illusion. That's an illusion. That's an illusion. That's not real. That's not love. And that's what we're asked to do. So if we look at it and say, that's what's happening, I let it go. I let it go, and I rest in the energy of love, in the energy of the divine. And that's real. That's real. So I'm going to open it up to Susan. And Susan, can you just tell me a little bit about, have you done the meditations? Have you been doing some of the meditations?
Yes, and they're very helpful. The basic meditation that you did in week one.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do that once a day.
Great.
I couldn't commit to the twice a day.
Okay.
But I can commit to the once a day. And the letting go has been very, very helpful for me.
Good. Good. I'm glad. And it does help a lot, doesn't it? Just to keep you a little bit more focused or a little bit less distracted.
I feel lighter.
Mm.
A lot lighter after I do it.
Good. I'm glad that you're doing that. I hope everyone else is doing that too. So just moving forward, were you able to do the Archangel Michael meditations and do the, in the meditation audio portion, I have you have a conversation with him and tell him what you've been angry and what you're fearful of. Were you able to do that, Susan?
I didn't do the meditations, to be honest, but I did make the list.
Okay, and
so those are two different things.
Well, they're the worksheets are what you're afraid of and what you're angry at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and then within the audios, then I take you through a meditation where you talk to Archangel Michael. So.
I didn't do that.
That's okay.
Sorry.
All right. No, it's okay. What was your experience with looking at the what you're afraid of and what you're angry at?
Well, for me, I discovered that what I'm afraid of and what I'm angry at are intertwined.
Huh. Well, what do you mean?
So, for instance, without, getting into great detail, like a lot of my fears are based around fear of success, fear of failure, which is, the opposite ends of the same thing, basically.
Right.
Fear of my light, of my gifts.
Yeah.
And that all, that boils down to low self-esteem. And that's very connected to my anger at people in my life, past and present, who are not here anymore in this life, who perhaps in my old mind could have done a better job raising me to be a more confident person.
Nice.
So for me, it's all. I found it very interesting when I was making the list. My main points of anger are tied to what's holding me back and what I'm afraid of now.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does. It makes total sense. And personally, I understand that totally. Because that intertwine of the two of what you're afraid of and what makes you angry. And also, it does come back so acutely, perfectly for the acronym that is about obsessing about the past or the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, for me, if I obsess about the past, it's sort of an excuse to stay in my fear.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an excuse to actually stay on what I would call, again, to stay on the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
To stay in the drama of it all.
Right.
But we don't realize that until we can step back and go, oh, I have a choice. Wait a second, I have a choice.
Right.
I can make a choice to look at this in a different way, or I can make the choice to say, oh, I can forgive that. I can forgive that and let it go. Because like the Course in Miracles says, Susan, and everyone who's listening, Miracles says the only thing that's left from the past is the love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else that's from the past that's not of love is an illusion. It's an illusion. It was an illusion then. It's an illusion even in our memory, actually. It's gone. It's basically gone. But the love and the connection of the past, that is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that's real. But when we allow ourselves to say, and with actually the help of Archangel Michael and asking and praying and saying, please help me to see beyond this illusion and see beyond that this thing that's making this person, this event, this whatever up from my past, see the love of that situation, see the connection of that situation instead of the illusion, then we let go and we allow it to transform itself. And on some level, that's what real forgiveness is. You go, let me see the love. There was love. There's always love. And I'm not seeing it right now. Show me how, where it was. I'm not seeing it. And once we, my experience with people I've worked with, and once we, that's where the angels are there to help us, to go, here, let me help you to remove that block so you can see where the love was in that relationship or in that past event or whatever. And then once we see the love, we feel it, we go, oh, my goodness, wow. Then we go, oh, okay, thank you very much. I'm moving on. I'm moving forward and growing and keep growing and healing. Does that make sense, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's important. And, you know, there's a lot of the other part of the whole thing of this is to burn, to take those ideas, these mm-hmm. beliefs and these things and burn them. And it's, you know, it's a very ancient ritual that's been done through many different cultures, and it's done for many different reasons. But the symbolism of burning, really, if we are able to see that fear, see that anger, and literally let it go, burn it into the ethers, and let it be given to the divine. And it's just a symbol. We can do that internally, but there's something about doing it externally at that level that really shifts if we are in the right place and we are prayerful when we do it. We are ready to shift ourselves and let go of the anger, let go of the fear. It can really shift us by doing that ritual. So I would encourage you, if you haven't done the burning ritual, to do that ritual because it's really powerful. And you'll find yourself going, oh my goodness. You almost, if you're very committed and you're in a very prayerful place when you do it, you will, in the days, in the weeks after, suddenly start realizing and forgetting that you did it, and then going, wow, you flash on a person that you're angry at. You flash on something that you were scared of doing, for example, or scared of becoming or whatever, and you'll flash on it, and you'll realize you have different energy around it. Because if you really let it go and give it to God, you give it to the divine. And one of the things that's really important is when we give this these fears and this anger over to the divine, it's like, I think I said this at the beginning of our class, is that we go to the altar of the divine to set all of our mishigas, all our stuff on the altar so that we can be altered. That's what an altar is. An altar is for us to be altered. And it's just altering us back to our true state of love, to our true state of beingness. So I'd really encourage you all to be a prayerful place and do that burning ritual. It's very, very powerful. So, Susan, did you have a chance to do that?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the best way for me to do that because I'm living in a situation in a building that it's a rental and it's I've got smoke detectors everywhere and you know, unless I take the batteries out, which I may do.
Yeah, that's what I was
to do it or possibly to even go outside somewhere.
Yeah, and you can. Because it's a really great thing, and that's what I do, actually. I think we were talking about this earlier, but, yeah, taking this. If you have to in your house, like I'm in an apartment, you know, in New York, and, you know, I have, you know, a mixing bowl, a stainless steel mixing bowl, and I take out the batteries so it won't go off, and I open all the windows, and I do it very safely, and I always have a spray bottle right next to me just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it that way, it works pretty well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd encourage
you. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. So I know we're not gonna make this. I told Susan before we started this recording, and we're not gonna make this the interview with Susan hour.
No.
No,
please no.
She wouldn't appreciate that, and all of you wouldn't appreciate that either. But I want to just sort of wrap up here. First of all, as far as Archangel Michael, I know that Susan, you didn't listen to those audios, but I encourage you to, and everyone else. Is if you anyone has any experiences with experiencing his energy with you or around you, then and if you have those experiences, you want to share them. You know, you can share them in the online community. You can send me emails about them. And I'm just randomly curiously, Susan, have you had an experience of feeling Archangel Michael with you?
Not really.
Okay. That's okay.
To be honest.
Yeah, you might. That's okay. Keep going. What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to ask you, when you were referring to those meditations, are you just referring to last week's recording?
There's a recording
because,
every week.
Right.
So
the meditations are actually on, they're not
yeah.
a separate, they're on that,
they're
on the one recording.
Yes.
Okay.
In the first week, I separated that one little meditation. So
okay, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah. So within the middle of the talk of each
okay.
week, everyone, I take you through a guided meditation.
Okay.
So at some point in the talk, I start going, okay, we're going to meet Archangel Michael, and the music will come on, and it's within that recording.
Okay.
Okay. So I encourage you to do that. All right, everyone. So if you have any questions for me, since you're not on the call right now or in the class, then you can always email me, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. And I think that's about it for now. We're not going to milk this. So thank you, Susan, so much for being our solo student today. Yay!
Thanks, Max.
You're so welcome. All right, we'll do a closing prayer. And in the prayer, you know, Susan, you and me will put in our word of something that feels right to us about this call today, about something we might have learned, or an aha moment, or something we just want to go into the week with. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Before we do that, I want to once again encourage you all to really listen to week three. This is Archangel Jophiel that we're going into now. And I know that there are a lot of assignments in week three. There's a lot of things to do. And if you can't get to all of them, just do a couple of them. The Taking Stock of You worksheet is the most important one. And there is another one about your gifts and then how you're going to give your gifts in the world. It goes on, and I do know that there might be a little much, but attempt at least the Taking Stock of You worksheet and listen to the audio at least 5 times this week. That audio is pretty transformative, and I found a lot of students really, really enjoy this one of Archangel Jophiel, to work with Jophiel. So that's that. All right, so let's go into our prayer. Let's take a big deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for us here live in the class. Thank you for everyone that's listening to the recording. And we thank you for being there to help us, to hold our hand, to hold us up while we have just to make the decision to be able to see the things that we're afraid of, to make the decision to see the things that we're angry about, and feel strength in that, feel courage in that, feel real courage that is invincible, that does not die, that strength that is built on solid ground of who we are, which is pure light and pure spirit. We thank Archangel Michael for always being there with us. And whenever we need, we know we can call Archangel Michael. And His energy will be with us. In times that we are feeling weak, we are feeling discouraged or not courageous, we can call on Him to remind us of our courage and of our strength, which is what our true selves and our true nature. And we surround everyone here with light, love, peace, and joy around them and within them as they move into this next week. And we reflect on this past week, and we reflect on this past half hour of being together. And we look at what stood out for us and what was an aha and what might have been some realization. And we will put those words or phrases into this sacred circle. And I will go first. And I will say that what I take from today is a feeling of support. Susan, would you like to say anything?
To try to stay detached from experience.
Thank you. And if you're listening to the recording, you can say internally or externally something that has shifted you or stood out for you after listening to today's recording. So as we said before, we surround everyone here, live and in the recording, with angels all around, to the left, right, in front, behind, above and below them, to be guided this week, to be guided to their true beauty, to their true love, light, peace, and joy. Thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week at this exact same time, Tuesday night at 9. And if you need me at all, you can always email me. You have all that information in the emails. Okay? And thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Max. Talk to you next week.
All right. Much love.
Bye.
Bye.